Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Klanganya, who you're broadcasting from my home this Monday, July the 26th, 2021, due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the COVID-19 pandemic and the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games.
According to the Ministry of Health, COVID-19 claimed the lives of 44 people in Zimbabwe yesterday, while 617 tested positive for COVID-19. The country has recorded 394 deaths since March last year when the pandemic started.
So, in fact, the figures would be 3,094 instead of 394. So, yes. Those are the deaths. And the minister also reports that 97,894 people have tested positive for COVID-19 since March last year, and 65,913 have recovered.
And at least 1,447 people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and over 680,000, which means the country is over the 500,000 threshold, has received their second dose.
And Johns Hopkins University reports that 194 million people have contracted COVID-19 worldwide, and 4.2 million have succumbed to the disease. At least 3.9 billion people have been vaccinated.
And now going to sports, the biggest showcase of talent all over the world. In the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games, Zimbabwean teenager Donata Katai was eliminated from a swimming competition yesterday, even if she clocked her personal best of 1:02.75 in the 100 meters backstroke.
And Peter Gilpin also came sixth in the rowing competition. He has been relegated to the lower rankings of the event. He came fourth on Friday, first on Saturday, and sixth yesterday in the rowing event.
At least Zimbabwe is still banking on three other sportspersons who are also in the Olympics. This is Peter Welster, who is participating in the 100 meters freestyle. He's expected to be competing tomorrow. Scott Vincent in golf and Ngoni Makusha in the 100-meter event. Peter is expected to take part in the swimming competition tomorrow, as I mentioned. So good luck to those.
Yebabe Zimbabwe muhle linjani lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo ke kulafte okulamhla sikhuluma ngeCOVID-19 okanye sihlubhedu kwele Zimbabwe. Kulabantu abafika 44 ababulewe umkhuhlane lo izolo kwathi ke abanye njalo abayi-617 bahlolwe batholakala belo mkhuhlane wa COVID-19. Siyakwazi ukuthi kusukusela ke ngombimbitho nyakenye sokulabantu 3,094 asebabulawa yi-COVID-19. Konke lokhu ke kwethulwa lohlangothi lwezempilakahle. Futhi kubuya njalo uhlangothi lolu lubika ukuthi kulabantu 97,894 asebahlolwa kususela nyakenye batholakala bele COVID-19. Kwathi ke abayi-65,913 ngabantu asebaphepha ku-COVID-19. Nxa sukhangelwe ke laba abajova amajekiseni, kulabantu abedlula 1,447,000 kwele Zimbabwe asebejovwe okokuqala ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19. Kuthi asebejovwe okwesibili bayidlula i-680,000. So-ke ukhanyazana kuyajova, kodwa-ke kunabanye abathi akujovi kangako. Kuzobuya-ke isibhedlela se-Johns Hopkins University sibeka ukuthi-ke sokulabantu abayi-194 million emhlabeni wonke jikelele asebebanjwe ligciwane le-COVID-19. Phakathi kwabantu laba sokule 4.2 million asebebulewe COVID-19. Kuze kusithi ke emhlabeni wonke ke jikelele isibhedlela siyabika njalo ukuthi sokulabantu 3.9 billion asebahlatshwa amajekiseni atshiyeneyo. Yes, siya phambili esikhangele ezemidlalo, i-2020 Tokyo Olympic Games ele Zimbabwe likhona khona ngani. Kodwa sibonile ke izolo uDonata Katai ephuma ke emdlalweni we 100 meter backstroke. Loba ke echayile i-1.0273 seconds eyakhe sibili engazani kuthiwa yi-personal best. Kodwa ke bekumela kungene phela kusigaba sabantu abayi-16 kodwa kasenelisanga ngoba abanye bemedlulile. Kuzobuya ke uPeter Gilpin laye ube ngunumber 6 kumdlalo wakhe we-rowing, so kazange enze kuhle kangako. So ke sengene kulokho kuthiwa ke ngama-group C kumbe D okuthi awusadlaleli ukuthi uzuze isicoco kodwa sudlalela nje lokho kutwa ngama rankings singazi ukuthi kozala nkomoni kuzobuya ke abanye bezimbabwe belokho bekhona emidlalweni le ngupeter westra kuzobuya uscott vincent kuzobuya ungoni makusha upeter westra siyabona ukuthi uku 100 meter freestyle njalo ukhangela ukusaza uzangena emidlalweni wakhe uscott kanye longoni bakhaya nje labo basazi chile womap mavelas ukuthi bangena emidlalweni
aiwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu palive talk icho ndiri kukupakurirai pari zvino ndiri muwashington dc musi wemuvhuro july 26 nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika panyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 tichizotarisa zvakare zviri kubuda kumitambo mikuru yepasi rose iri kuitwa kumaolympics kutokyo kujapan tiri panyaya yecovid-19 bazi rezveutano rinozivisa iro kuti pane vanhu vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva mudenda iri recovid-19 nezuro vanosvika ivo 44 uyezve pane vanhu 617 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 totarisa kuti pari zvino kubva nezuro pane vanhu zvakare vakawanikwa ve 617 vakabatwa nedenda iri asi tichitarisa vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri kubva ratanga muna machi gore rapfuura vasvika ivo pa3094 izvi zvinoreva kuti pari zvino ndo vanhu vari kuzikanwa kuti ndo vashaya kubva kudenda iri Ministry of Health zvakare inotaura iyo kuti pane vanhu 97,894 vakwanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna machi gore rapfuura tozosvika zvakare kuti pane vanhu 65,913 vakwanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda topinda munhau yekubayiwa kwenhomba yecovid-19 muzimbabwe pari zvino vanhu vanosvika ivo 1,444,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yavo yekutanga azvitarisa zvakare kuti zimbabwe yapfuura iyo pa500,000 iri pa608,000 vanhu vabayiwa nhomba dzavo dzese dziri mbiri zvinodikanwa izvo kuti munhu anyatsodzivirirwa kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 totarisawo zviri kubuda kujohn hopkins university iri muno muamerica inoti iyo 194,000,000 vanhu ndo vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 pasi rose uyezve 4,200,000 vanhu vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya pasi rose tichisanganisirawo zimbabwe kubva kudenda iri totarisa kuti vabayiwa nhomba pasi rose vari pa3.9 billion tiri ipapo regai tichipinda panyaya dzemutambo uri kunakidza chaizvo wemaolympics ari kuitwa kutokyo wa2020 sezvo usina kuzonge uchiitwa gore rapfuura pamusoro pedenda recovid-19 wavaitwa iwo gore rino tinoona kuti kumakundano iwayo mumwe anoita zvekubhaguja donata katai akawanikwa iye achifadza vazhinji munyika yezimbabwe apo akakunda pachikamu chake chaanga ari asi nekuti iye kune vamwewo vakazokwanisa kunge vachibhaguja kumukunda akawanikwa hake achisvika achiwanikwa achitora nguva inokwanisa kunge iri pamberi pezvese zvaanomboita paunyanzvi hwake yanga iri 1 minute 2 minutes and 73 seconds mu100 meters backstroke asi izvi zvinoreva zvakare kuti akazotadza kuti aenderere mberi nekuti kunotorwa vanhu 16 chete kuti vaenderere mberi kuti vazoonekwa kuti vangawane mamendiro here kana kuti kwete totarisa zvakare mumwe anga ari pamitambo peter gulpin anoita iye zverowing akawanikwawo zvakare achinwisa mvura pamitambo yake asi akazowanikwa hake asingakwanisi kuzopinda muchikamu chekuti awane menduru asi vachinzi vari kuti iye akafadza mune zvese zvaanga achiita ndakakwanisa kutaura nezimbabwe olympic committee vanova ivo vapurezidendi wavo vatabani gonye vachitaura ivo kuti vaifadzwa nematambiro kana kuti nematambiro akaita iye donata uyezve napeter gulpin mune zvavanga vachiita vachiti pari zvino vakatarisira kuti paine mimwe mitambo ichange ichiitwa munguva inotevera inosanganisira ngoni makusha anoita iye zvokumhanya we100 meters uyezve nemumwe mukomana zvakare anonzi peter wesler achange iye achiita kutuwina mangwana saka vari kutarisira ivo kuti peter anogona wokubuda zvakanaka nekuti ari 100 meters freestyle. Ana Scott Vincent tisina kumukanganwa ari kutamba iye mutambo wegorofo. Vari kutarisira kuti zvichange zvichibuda zvakanaka munguva inotevera. Tichange tiri kunzwa kubva kune Zimbabwe Olympic Committee patichange tiri kuenderera mberi nekuti ndakakwanisa kutaura navo nezuro uyezve tikataura nevamwe vari kuchef the mission vanoreva kuti ivo ndo vari kugara kudzimba dzinogara vatambi ava vachange vachichinzwawo zvekubva kwavari kuti zvakamira sei, chii chiri kuitika chaizvo ikoko kumaolympics. Gibbs.
Yes, let's start with what is happening in rural areas. And we are in Chinoi, where there is one of our correspondents, Nunurai Jenna. So he's been talking to villagers about, you know, COVID-19. And mm-hmm. there are very interesting stories that are coming from there. So let's listen to one of the interviews that he conducted today.
Vanzi chifana kuzvichengetedza kuita utsanana famba wavhara mamaxi kugara uri pauzi kungoita zvautsanana
kunye yekubayiwa nhomba yekudzivirira COVID makambonzwa nezvayo?
Takazvinda kuti anafanira kubayiwa.
Makabayiwa here?
Aiwa, ndini handisati.
Sei musati mabayiwa?
Ndichazoenda unobayiwa.
Ko sei musiri kunobayiwa izvozvo?
Enda unobayiwa, vanhu vanongochichidzirawo kuti iye kwabayiwa zvisanengora kuvana kuti saa nomuzvimbochao saka kana vamwe abayiwa aita mushonoenda kubayiwa futi.
Zvinozikana wakabayiwa unoita sei kuno?
Vamwe anenge achiti anenge achiti vamwe vanogona kuhwara.
Imi ndo zvamuri kutya wee?
Asi kunobayiwa ndiri kuenda ndinoenda unobayiwa zvao.
Aiwa kabati nguva yareba ka handiti apa izvozvi panotori ne pari kubayiwa here ipapapa sei musingaende?
Awa tinoenda kunobayiwa tinoenda. Chirongwa chatogara chiri muno takatoudzivana kuvhileji redu kuti vanhu vasanofanira unodi kunobayiwa.
Makataurwa nani kuvhileji kwenyu?
Takatotaurirwa maticha aitova sitsanangura kuti vanofanira kubayiwa navana muchikoro wandabayirwa zvikuru saka takatendzisi vakuru vana kuenda kunobayiwa.
There you are, marvelous. Very interesting assessment from this lady. She's a marvel to watch and listen to, you know.
Apo tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe mudzimai wekumashonaland west ari kuchinoi ataura nemutori wedu wenhau Nunurai Jenna. Anga ari kumubvunza iye kuti ko sei vasiri kubayiwa. Tinoona kuti Nunurai iye akauyawo achitotaura nesu paprogiramu ipo panapa achitiudzawo pamusoro pezvaakanga achinzwa iye mushure mekunge abayiwa nhomba. Ndo vekutanga vatori venhau vakaenda kunobayiwa nhomba. Saka apo afamba iye achienda iye kumamisha achinyatsononzwisisa kuti ko sei vanhu vasiri kuenda kunobayiwa nhomba. Saka apo mudzimai uyu ari kutaurawo maonero ake achiti ini ndinotyana kuti pane vanhu vari kutaura zvakawanda wanda asi tichange tiri kunzwa zvakare tichiona zvakare zviri kutaurwa nevamwe vari kumamisha.
Oh, maybe some people didn't understand, Shona. Maybe you can just briefly watch.
Oh, yes. We were hearing there from a young lady in Mashonaland West in Chinoy, where our reporter Nunurai Jenna was asking her that has she taken her COVID-19 vaccine? And she says no, because she is scared. But she says, you know, she has heard, you know, teachers in her area actually urging people to go and get vaccinated. And she said that she's considering it, but, you know, she's afraid of some of these, you know, like fake news that has been circulating, misinformation that has been passed along. But so far, she says, you know, she has heard about the vaccination program and the teachers in her area are the ones that have really been pushing the community to go and get vaccinated.
Yes, and we also have a gentleman who was talking to Ezra Chisaspanda in Bulawayo about the same thing. Let's listen to what this gentleman said to Ezra Chisaspanda.
Yes, akuzwala phala laphana kodwa anti bahlaba amajekiseni akhona sesihlabile nje bake babuya last week lapha sahlaba amajekiseni lawo. So kasikwazi ukuthi yona esibili njengoba besihlaba wona umkhuhlane asazi ukuthi sizayithola esibili. Yikho esibone ngani kungasibulala ngoba kunje ngengabuza ekame ekini lamhla ekuseni mbuza ukuthi esibili khona yini bathi asikwazi zabuza kumasista. So asikwazi so siyahlaba mhla ka-6 August yi-review yabasipayo asikwazi kumbe bazabuya bezosihlaba yini.
Eyokuqala kanti othi eyokuqala nje ukufaka umkhuhlane
eyokuqala kuthiwa uyabe uhlatshwa umkhuhlane onalwa and then kube sokusiba le yokuvikela sizwa njalo nxa sibuza bona bezempila kahle
so wena le muli konke selahlatsha
yeah mina le muli yami sahlala kodwa umntwana omncane ngama ukuthi ngangcono ukufethina abadala nxa kubulala usala abantwana ukuthi inhlanyelo isali lokhu ikhona
lapha ke wena nxa usizwa abanye labo khona bosebenza labo labo wenza empilweni
mina ngiyathengisa lapha erekini
okay bakhona yina obazulu obaziyo abafa ngomkhuhlane
hayi akula ngitho engimaziyo ngitho labo umakhelwane la engihlala khona efumu obulewe umkhuhlane kangizwa sizwe emaphepheni lokuza ukuthi ngaphi emakhandeni kuthiwa kulalokho enkulumane kuthiwa kulalokho kodwa kasikaze sibabona
elapho igazi lipi
mina ngihlala ephumula kusila pha
kodwa akwezwa lutho
angezwa lutho akula muntu obulewe yikorona ephumula
so ukhangelela ukuthi wena ukhala kuhulumende ukuthi abantu bahlatshwe wesibili
yes ngoba nxa sihlatshiwe yokuqala kasihlatshwe wesibili sazi ukuthi umkhuhlane lo wabasihlabe wona kuqala uvele sokufile sesivikelekile yikho sikhala ukuthi yena uhulumende kasiphathise ngakho khona lokho
uzihlatshwe yokuqala kwagula zangigula
hayi angizange ngigule kuphela nje uyabusizwa utshawa likhanda lapha hayi ayisiyo jekiseni ukuthi iyagulisa
so uthini kwabanye laba abangahlatshwe
hayi ngabahlatshwe kodwa benanzelela ukuthi ikhona yini yesibili leyo abazasihlaba yona sesiphini yikho esifuna ukuthi kube khona
phosele ilizwi ke ebantwini ungathini abalaleli balalele
hayi balaleli ozwayo efuna ukuhlatshwa kahlatshwe kodwa ungazi nxa usizwa ungafuni ngoba kasikwazi yesibili ukuthi izatholakala ngoba siyabe sizwa kuthiwa kayikho
there you are, Mavila. So this gentleman is actually worried about the second vaccine. He says, well, if you, the first one, we got it, but we don't have the second vaccine, and he's looking forward for his second dose. But he's concerned, says maybe, what they do when they're vaccinating you, first they give you the disease itself and then kill it using the second vaccine. I mean, there are so many theories,
Yeah, there are a lot of theories out there, but our health officials are really urging people to go back to their doctors or to medical professionals to actually get, a perfect example or an explanation as to why people should take the vaccine and not to follow the misinformation out there.
Yes, we also have another lady in Chinoy. So let's listen to what she told Nonorai.
Makabayo wa yere nomba ye COVID-19.
Inani shati.
Sime sati mabayo wa nomba.
Ndakanzwa shukuri chinzi vanorwara ne BP. Mabayo. Saka nindi norwara ne BP.
Makambo hende yere kuna na mkuti kana kuna manesu pachipatara mkana wataure la wakati chi.
Ndina angu gena unotaura nao. Asi kungonzo kwa kwandeka izu ita mu radio kwa kutanga tanga ndaka banangu shibata. Vanamuzi wakuti izu asidiwe. Saka chino diwa kuvara mino za kuno muromo. Nukugesa maoko ako. Nukusanitize ndo shantika batawo.
Ndo shamuri kuitereza.
Ndo shantuki.
Masinduru kuona mimi ndi michete mchemberu akapika mask. Kukwese kwa ufamba kwa machemberu anga sanapika mask. Sei mchi mine chilo kwa doko akana utimine mchi garama kapika mask.
Ndiriku kupekera masiku kuti ndisabatiwe neCOVID-19 nokuti ndakanzwa kuti inouya nomhepo 1 ende inetapurirana 2 saka ndakati bveta kupeka masiki kuti chii ndidzivirirewo nokuti zvandanzi handibayiwe zvatakangonzwa kuti vanhu havabayiwe vanorwara saka ndakabva ndangobatawo izvo zvokuti zvindiyamuse
maita zvenzi munodzimai yaniwe
inodzimai chengera
rogarako
mudamba
maita zvenyu mama.
So there you are. That's another lady there who is expressing a kind of fears, right?
Yes, she's actually saying that, from what she heard, she says she heard somewhere on radio that, those with high blood pressure cannot get vaccinated. That's why she's not getting vaccinated. But she says she's mindful. She has a mask. She washes her hands and she practices social distancing. But I think, another interesting fact that I saw right there, she was wearing a T-shirt with the image of the former president, Robert.
I saw that as well.
So, it's interesting that she still has that T-shirt, but she was saying, she's very interested in protecting her health. But I think what is lacking is awareness as to who gets vaccinated. So maybe if the government is listening or Minister of Health is listening, they need to go out there in the rural areas and educate, especially the older people that, you know, even if you do have a pre-existing condition like high blood pressure, HIV, diabetes, all those, you can still get vaccinated, just but you just have to talk to your healthcare worker who's vaccinating you, and they'll give you the way forward. So she was expressing, you know, her own view that she was told or had heard from someone that because she has high blood pressure, she can't get vaccinated.
But she got it right when she said COVID-19 is airborne, right?
Yes, she said she heard once again that it's airborne, because I know Norai asked her that, but you know, some of the older people, the older generations are not wearing masks. Why are you wearing a mask? And she said she wants to protect herself because she's aware or has heard that it's airborne. But the only issue that she had was that she was not aware that people can get vaccinated even if they have had high blood pressure. Saka potanga tukona gogo veku njibwe machinali ndwe. Sipari kutaura iwo vachiti. Iwo vakanzwa kuti vanhu vane denda re high blood pressure havabaiwe Jackson iri. Aiwa ayo manyepo. Vanachiremba vari kutaura ivo kuti kunyange une high blood pressure, HIV, diabetes nezvimwewo zvirwere unogona kubayiwa COVID-19 vaccine. Asi unofanira kuti paunoenda paye wotaurira nevanhu vanenge vachikubaya ivavo kuti munyatsowirirana kuti zvakamira sei. Asi sekunzwa kwavakaita ivo, vanga vari kunzwawo vanhu vari kungotaura, asi idzi haisi shuwa yavakaudzwa iyi. Vanhu vanogona kubayiwa vaine zvimwe zvirwere, the kids.
Yes, we also have another lady. So Norai has been doing a wonderful job here. So let's listen to what he discussed with this lady.
By COVID-19.
So just a second. I think we've got a slight dropback there. Let's try it again.
Okay. But makambo yeye ile kuenda mukanonzo kuna kuna namkote kuchipata.
Ah, ndio.
Asikuteswa makateswa.
Ah, ndio, ndo bena notice.
Saka muchikere because ndokuona isa zvamuna kana mask kuti.
Mask ndinaro asikuti ndinokupusha bhara manje kana ndikuita. Handikwanisa kupusha bhara ndakapfeka mask.
Kana mask kuti.
Mask ndinaro asikuti ndinokupusha bhara manje kana ndikuita. Handikwanisa kupusha bhara ndakapfeka mask.
That's the situation that is there in rural areas, you know. People rely on radio. You know, Studio 7 is one of the most powerful mediums of communication. So, you know, maybe one day we have to do a town hall on this, right?
I think we've been doing a great job, to be honest. Throughout the year, we had doctors and experts coming here explaining that people with, you know, conditions, because she said she heard it on radio too. But I think we can always increase the kind of information we're giving to people. Hopefully she's listening today so that she can hear. But it would be good to bring a medical expert so they can explain. Saka pochukunzwa vamwe mai vari kutaura ivo kuti havasikuwanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nekuti vakanzwa kuti vanoyamwisa havabayiwi. So she's saying that she heard that those people that are breastfeeding should not get vaccinated. And she say, and then Nunurai, our reporter, asked her, but why are you not wearing a mask? And she said, I can't wear a mask because I'm pushing a wheelbarrow with a sack of maize on it, so I can't breathe, because now if I wear a mask, I won't be able to breathe. And you notice that she also has a daughter or son. She has a baby on her back, so she is literally saying that she has a mask, but she hasn't put it on because she is also pushing a wheelbarrow. But like what we said, you know, it's important for people who do come on the program, especially those medical practitioners, to continue giving the awareness program, because we can see from what this lady is saying that, you know, seriously, I'm not sure where she heard on radio and which radio it was said, but she's saying she heard on radio that people who are breastfeeding should not take the vaccine.
Yes, and we've got some people who are taking their children to their workplaces. Like if you're a vendor, you take your kid there the whole day, you know, because they don't want their children to interact with any other person. So they are saying this is one way of preventing the spread of COVID-19. So Ezra had a chat with these ladies and children. Let's just hear what they are saying about, you know, the ways they are preventing COVID-19. So here we go.
kwela pambili ke ngohlelo lapho sixoxene loZulu kandaba ke kathi simanje sisingapha ndileke le Highlanders lapho kulabo ke wadala ke abathengisayo mama ngubani njani uhlala ngabo Isa
ngihlala eWoodville
laba hamba laba ngobani mama Isa
laba ngabantwana babafoya
ngabantwana babafoya wena ungubani umntwana omfowethu
Simanga Sibanda
hawo udadewethu asizwe lapha kule ndaba leke corona bemboda lapha into engiyibona ezibhedlela ngihlile ngombona nje madolomanzi ngibone indlela okugcwele ngayo abantu abagulayo impilo abantu ngale UPH eton group abantu bayafa mam Isa uhamba njani umkhuhlane
siyawuza ikuthi iqinise likhona avele uqalisa sibe silama doubts ngawo ukuthi vele ngumkhuhlane iscam kuyini vele ngoba eqiniseni akula mkhuhlane othi umuntu usefike isaloni lokuphila uyakuphila ngani ngaphi njalo but ngecorona lanxa yeela atisaboni sanban sekusesabe
kukhona abaziyo abakushile kumbe lawo zophela ntu bayafuna
hayi mina ngingabi layo eclose ngiyaphonga ukuzwa
kodwa kukhona omazinje okumazi utwafa
ye bakhona esembazi ebeyingibazi asibafile
siwahlatshwa wena
mina sengahlatshwa yesi
zonke zombili
hayi esibili ngiyayihlala mhla 8
ngibona lapho labo sisinyana lapho kule mnye mngene 18 uyafunda Wena so ukuthwana uzwa njani nxa ungumntwana ongakho ukukhula isikhathi sokuzima ngakho lesikhathi sikhula zangasizwe umkhuhlane nje wena umntwana le 18 years uzwa njani ngalo mkhuhlane uyawesaba
yeyawesaba
esikolo kona abanye bawesaba mba bawesaba
bawesaba
bavu umuntu khona kodwa
uyabavu
wena ke ungubani Lungile. Uyawuzola umkhuhlane wecorona? Uthini ngawe wena?
Yabulala.
Suzulutani bayafa? So wesaba. Ngomba umama kwabe usesaba. Ungaphathela umama phela kuthiwa abaningi ke abanganganini bajwala uphathela abadala ngoba lihamba endaweni eningini. Uyazivikela? Asahamba. Lapha ke akutsho kuwe uzwana ngalo mkhuhlane
sofa senza okuningi senza okuningi
kuthiwani
hawu uyabulala wona umkhuhlane wangikhona lapho endihlala khona sokunabantu ababili ababhubhuliwe kanti bangumakhelwane nje abakhatshana omunye uyabekwa kusasa omunye ubekiwe manje
ngumakhelwane uzwa njani kuya kwethuso lokho
sasinika ipeace
Siwahlatshwa wena?
Yes, ngahlatshwa.
Zombili?
Hayi, yes, ngizayihlaba mhla 8.
8 August?
Yes.
Yeah. Lapha kuthutha amavenda wonke la asahlatshwa la?
Ya, wonke abalapha sebehlabile.
Lahlatshelwa ngala?
Esithole.
So nxa ukhangela abantu ngendlela okugcwala ngayo emabhasini nemasupermarket, bonani umkhuhlane ongaphela?
Hayi, kuphela kwakunzima. Kuphela kwakunzima.
Kunzima?
Yes, ngoba... emabhasini awula social distance emthoveni awula social distance so ngokuba njalo nje kwabantu sesithembe inkosi
nxa usizwa ke lapha mam bathi wena umkhuhlane lo yiwuphi lo bathi i-delta iyafana nalona wanyaka nye inxa ukhangelwana lo ukhanya ubulala masinya
ya lo ukhanya ubulala masinya ngoba nithi uyabona seseduze komgwaqo ukuya emangcwabeni i-upload uyafrika souzumzimbu
zidlula
imotazidlula izimoto ezinye physically uhle ubona ukuthi lwana ukuthithi ngwe-corona the way ababegqoke ngawo abasemodeni yesidumbu khona khana nje uyatshona ilanga lonke ungani
umzimba ukhethukile kakhulu
yes ukufa bayafasikile abantu but esingakwaziyo ukuthi bonke ngabe-corona yini nje sebegcotshwa besenzela imayileji yokuthi sizuze imali thina esingayitholiyo leyo mali sizuzwa yibona la abayizuza ukuthi sekuphomthiwa wonke ofileyo ngo-10 corona
khathi sikunje nje laba le business awutheleke abantu babukela umhlaba wonke le abalehlobo ukuthi bengabuya ngabe zokudinga ngapi ustand number bani na
la kuba masten lama number samaningi
labo thengisa khona wena bangakodwa bangadinga ukuthi umama isa abantu babamazi izendlo
ngabedinga babedinga umama mangwe
mangwe
abantu
uthengisana naba mangwe
ngile sportwear ngile skin jean lama leather jacket lama shorts abo baba ngilama t-shirt abo baba lama jersey njengoba kungani kulama khaza ama jacket okuyisketi babonana lama trousers abafana abancane
So, lapho hlobele imuli lapho uzama ukuthi lwanga tjone church ayikubuya la ila.
Ye ngeke ngakufunda kwenye indawo ukuthi ababe hamba besiyachumayela bethi abantwana. So abantwana basibengene kugangene. Bathe sebekunanzelele basethi icebela ingcondo uhamba la abantwana babe part of what you are doing. Nedi bangazwisisa impilo ngenye indlela ehlukileyo kulokuba yekela nje bewild.
Uyezwa ukuthi uthini mama la? Uchona Laila, grab cars. Suzo Joel. Where's the John? Suzo Joel, now.
So there you are, Mavila. So these children are with their mom. You know, it's like they spend the whole day with her. Because the mother has been told that, you know, at one stage, there are people who used to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And then most of those people were infected because kids will do certain things during the day. And then when the parents go back home, they'll have this problem of getting infected as kids will be just, you know, getting infected outside their homes. So she decided to take her kids to, you know, her stall in Bulawayo and sell things while they are seated there. And Ezra actually asked the kids about that kind of a thing. And they said, you know what? It's okay that we are here and we are no longer interacting with our own friends because we fear that we can contract COVID-19. So maybe that's the new normal. You never know.
But you can see that we are going to be able to get the money and we are going to be able to get the money. We are going to be able to get the money. Mugabe murumarare shakare madzimai kana varume vanoenda one vana vavo vachinovadzidzisa mabasa iwaya. Akekutengesa zvavanenge vari kutengesa saka kuti kunzwa madzimai vari kuti ivo vana vavo vaizosara kumba vachitamba nevamwe vozowanikwa ivo vachibata denda recovid-19 saka vawanikwa ivo vachiona kunge zvakanaka kuti vakwanise kunge vachienda nevanava kumabasa vana vabvunzwa zvakare naezra kuti imi makabayiwa here vakati isusu tinotya asi tinongonzwa kuti ririko denda iri recovid-19 uye zvekuti nhomba yecovid-19 iriko asi ndanzwa vamwe mai vacho vachiti vanenge vati vakabayiwa nhomba yekutanga asi vakamirira kuti vabayiwe yechipiri saka zvinhu zviri kuitikawo kubulawayo.
Yes, Marvel, us now turning to you know, the Olympic Games. So we know that Donata has actually been eliminated from the competition, and so the Zimbabwe Olympic Olympics committee gave us an authority to actually authorized us to use their videos. So we've got a video here of Donata talking about the way she participated in the game.
Hi guys, Donata here, and I've just won 100 back. I'm really happy with the time I swam. And I think that really boils down to all the training I've done over the years for this event. And at the same time, with all the pressure here in Tokyo of being around the best Olympians in the world, I think just staying calm and focusing on the swimming was the best part of it.
Yes, she's still young, you know, and according to Frederick Ndlovu, who's the leader of the delegation in Tokyo, she still has got a lot of time, you know, in this kind of game. And he believes that maybe she's going to make it in the future. They're going to France very soon. And the belief is she might do well there, you know?
Yes. I think that's, you know, a true assessment because she is now vying for France 2024, which isn't very far away. And at 17, anything can happen. But she did make Zimbabwe very proud. We had a lot of young teenagers also, you know, take part in sports here in the United States and in Zimbabwe, actually saying they were inspired because this is the first time that they're seeing a young black girl like themselves. We know that the former minister, I mean, the minister of sports, Kirsty Coventry herself, an Olympian, is also at the Olympics and has also been saying very good words about how Donata participated. Donata, Mwewe, Zimbabwe, Mutuwimi, Wechitema, akawanikwa iya chituwi na nezuru akakunda, mune shangaru kita asi nekuti nguwa yake, yaka zokundu waone vamwe nekuti vaida kuti vatore top 16 mwanu, vakange vari kutuwi na iye, ana kuzokwanisa kubata nguwa iye. Saka tinoona kuti iyo Zimbabwe Olympic Committee, ikutotaura kuti iri kufadzwa nematuwiniro akaita Donata uyezve vari kutarisira kuti achange ari kuenderera mberi nemakwikwi aya muna 2024 kuFrance, tichiona zvakare kuti aimbovawo mutuwini kana kuti kudhidha mudhidzi mukuru watinoti Kirsty Coventry ave iye mutungamiri kana webazi rezvemasports iwaya kana remitambo anga ariko vanga variko zvakare iko kuTokyo uyezve vari kuti ivo vakafadzwa nekutuwina kwakaita Donata.
And what Lindsay Tudo Cole, who is the one of the technical advisors for Donata, let's hear what she's saying about, you know, the athlete.
Hi, it's Lindsay Tudo Cole, coach for the swimming for Zimbabwe. I just wanted to give feedback on Donata's incredible swim. She handled it perfectly, even with all the, you know, the magnitude of the pressure of the Olympic Games, and super proud of her. She did everything correctly, so well done, Donata.
Yeah, marvelous. That's a kind of being praised by your coach or technical advisor is something big, you know?
Yes, you know, there are a lot of... Facebook was on fire and all other social media platforms, Twitter, and also Instagram was on fire with people actually sending out congratulatory messages to Donata. And those that didn't know her by now, I think, you know, they know her for her swimming that she did over the weekend. And I see there you have a young Zimbabwean based here in the United States in Wisconsin, Makachukwuero, who herself is actually a swimmer. And she has said that, you know, she has been inspired by what she saw Kirsty Coventry doing and now Donata doing right there in Tokyo. And she was actually a recipient of a very huge award, the Tony Award from, you know, he's one of the Olympians from yesteryear. And she actually received this award because of the philanthropic work that she's doing in rural Zimbabwe. She works to promote young girls to take up sport. She's also an avid soccer player, and to try and dissuade these girls from going into early child marriages.
Yes, so let's hear what she's saying about some of these things. I think it's a very brief video of her there.
Wow, what an honor it is to receive this award. Thank you, Coach Amanda. I want to say thank you to my swim and soccer coaches, family, teammates, and everyone who supports me in my fight for gender equality in sports and education. I want to say also thank you to everyone that made this event possible. I stand on the shoulders of icons such as Mr. Tommy Smith, who is here today, who fought against racism in the 60s and continues to do so today. I dedicate this award to girls in rural Zimbabwe in the MTC programs and the girls that fight for brighter and equal futures. My message remains, the future is young, bright, and female. Let's keep striving for what we believe in.
Yes, there you are, marvelous. Maybe you can tell us a bit about what she's saying there.
Apo tukona musikana wechibiki anonzi Makachikowero anoita iye zvekutuwina uyezve anotamba bhora iri yatinoti soka. Saka ane sangano rake raakatanga rinonzi MTC Educate a Girl Foundation. Saka pakawanikwa iye achipiwa ruremekedzo rwemukombe weTommy Smith Award. Tommy Smith uyu akanga ari mumwe wemuno muAmerica akapinda maOlympics kudhara kusati kwava nevanhu vatema. Achiita iye zvekumhanya. Saka panguva iyoyo kwanga kuine rusarura ganda. Saka ane award yaanopa kana kuti mubayiro waanopa vanhu vanofungidzira iye kuti vari kuita mabasa akanaka mucommunity. Saka paMakachikowero akapiwa mubayiro iwoyo nemabasa ari kubata kuZimbabwe, uko ari kushanda nevasikana vechidiki kunzvimbo yechimanimani nekumwewo, achivakurudzira kuti vaite zvemitambo kuitira kuti vasawanikwe ivo vachipinda mukurodzwa vachiri vana vadiki. So they were hearing from Makama Chikowero. She's a swimmer herself, and she says she's eyeing the Olympics in future, but she's also a soccer player. So she has started her own organization, MTC, Educate a Girl Foundation, and she recently received the Tommy Smith Award. Tommy Smith is actually an American Olympian who was able to attend the Olympics when there were still not many Black people attending the Olympics. So she's there just saying that, you know, she feels honored because, you know, it, you know, this kind of award breaks down all the barriers. And she says, so she says the future is very female. So she's very excited by how Donata actually performed at the swimming event in Tokyo, Japan.
And Frederick Love is actually happy about that as well. So let's listen to what he said when I had a chat with him today. So he was talking about exactly what is going on in Japan. There it comes.
Olympics Tokyo 2020 sokuthi babili asebeke bangena kumncintiswano uPPG owe rowing usesalele ngamanye ama races okumele awagijime mhlaka 29 uya angena ke ku semi-final semi-final uthi semi-final CD le eza kuthi ukuthi uba ngu position banye 7 to 12 kumncintiswane we rowing overall and then specifically Donata onguye akade bhukutsha izolo useqedile ube ngwaqala ukuthi ithi yabo but in terms of ukuqhubekela phambili kasaqhubekela ngaphambili ngoba isikhathi sakhe asithetheyo ekubhukutsheni asenelisanga ukuthi abe ngomunye wabangu 16 top 16 abe top 16 ye qhubekela phambili ngemncintiswano. And then asebesele kathese ngolo ogijimayo esiqhubu ukuthiwa ngoni makusha nguye osesele ukuthi agijime umdlalo wakho oqala i-100 meters osowubuya uthiwa nguScott Vincent owegolf yena ke uzaqala mhla ka-31 umdlalo wakhe and then owokugcina kusosiba nguWalter uPeter Walter nguye uya bhukutsha kusasa ngo-7 ntambama.
Yeah, akusitshela kancane ngoPeter Walter ukuthi yena vele umi njani.
UPeter Walter okakathesi uhlala eMelika. Yikho lapho abhukutsha ekhona ithola ubunono le coaching engaphezulu. Nguye ke obamba singathi ngama-national records amaningi. Khonapha elizweni lethu laseZimbabwe la ku-region. So silethemba njengokuthi njengobana umfana omncane osakhulayo eqala ukubuya lapha kuma-Olympics njengabanye bakhe bonke ngoba vele iqembu lethu leZimbabwe ngelabasakhulayo abasesebencane. So ukuba kwabo lapha bazathola sibili imfundiso le-confidence enkulu ne-experience okokuthi nxa sesikhangelela uFrance 2024 hayi silethemba sibili ukuthi hayi lapho inendulo kuyabo sokumele sithola kanye.
Ye ngoso buya ke uVincent labanye laba nomakhosha abaminjani abafutshani khona.
UVincent ungakhumbula ngengamuva ngomunye wababili labana esingathi baqualify straight ngokukompyutha abazange bethola esingathi ngesilungu ngama invitational slots. So so sithembela ukuthi njengoba nevele e-ranked waba ngomunye wabaphezulu abadlala igolf silethemba ukuthi hayi mzwana sithi uyangena laphana emdlalweni wakhe kukhona esingakuthola
ye kube sokubuya ke uMakhusha mamamshane.
Laye uMakhusha ke uyaqala ukuba kuma Olympics. So besixoxa nje la eka These wemzwane esanda kudlula esithi simbazise ukuthi hayi ebeke abamba iphika phansi akholise umdlalo wakhe uzahlangana nentshantu kodwa khonoko ukuthi vele yena sefikile kuma Olympics ngokwakho kutshengisela ukuthi kwankwana vele uselalo ilungelo lokuthola even yona imendulo yegolide. So engakhaleli kakhulu ukuthi uncintisana nentshantu but ekhangela kakhulu ukuthi italenta yakhe yesimlethe lapha and italenta yakhe ingamsifikisa phezulu.
Ye konke lokho elikwenzayo lilungiselela ukuthi kuhanjwe eFrance. Kusitshele ngakhona ukuya eFrance ukuthi kuyini okuya kusenzakala eFrance.
France, France here is a what we call the next host is a Olympic Games in 2024. So now, Kalele Kambule, Lele, Elisaba, it's a young team. So that the ecosystem, September, Uti Uwa Lapa, Uzaba Niga, a lot of confidence. Uti Nasas Lungsela, France. So this is the timber civil would die. So this is very Kalilama Imendulo on was.
Yes, this is Frederick Ndlovu, marvelous. He is in Tokyo, Japan. So he gave us a lot of information there, you know, on Makusha, on Kilpin, and all the athletes. And he's saying that this is a young team, you know. Some of these guys are participating for the first time. So he's confident that at the end of the day, they're going to make it, you know. Whether we like it or not, we could, should be assured that right now, of course, the spirits are low, but he's optimistic that a lot is going to happen.
Yes, I actually had the opportunity to speak to him yesterday. So it's good. He's been very open and very, we have to really commend the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee for really being open and being providing us with the information that, that we needed. So let's take a listen to Thabani Gonye because he then went on to comment on how Donata had performed and the forthcoming hits that are coming for the other Olympians. Let's take a listen to the conversation I had with him.
Ita zvakanaka tinotenda nezvaita mwana mudiki ane 17 years old saka nekuti nemafambiro aita mutambo round yavanga vachiswima vanga vachiswimira for the semifinals event iyoyi awina event yake yekutanga ndiye atotanga kuswima negroup yake pamahits and then ivanga vachitora matop 16 times out of 47 athletes.
Saka zvamira zvakadaro paawanikwa achituhwina Donata Matat awanikwa achikunda muchikamu chake zvinorevei achaenderera mberi here kana kuti zvamira sei?
Achaendereri mberi nekuti chikamu pavanga vari vanga vachienda kumasemifinals iwavo masemifinal vanga vachida matop 16 times kumahits ese aiitwa. Saka iye azongobhodza nenguva yake yaaiita kuti achizoendera mberi vakawandawo vabhodza nekuti vangu vachiita sei vachingotora matimes ari top 16. Saka sezvandataura ndezvekuti mukaona kumakwikwidzo kuvaita raundi ino epekuti pabhurekwa Olympic record 3 times in succession zvisati zvamboitika. Saka kuratidza kuti makwikwi acho anga ari kumberi abati isusu seOlympic Committee tinofara nechinhano chaafamba nepaari nekuti mwana mudiki wacho kutarisira isusu for France 2024 tokuvaka chitimu chedu tichiona kuti nevana vari pano tinogona kuonawo zvinenge zviri nani patukuenda mberi uko. Saka tinofara tichipemberera naye and chiti isusu nyika yedu yeZimbabwe ngaivatarise vana ava vaone zvavaita nekuti pavapinda kana uchichitanga kukuswima maolympics hazvisi nyore kuti uchiwina weit yako. Saka ndo zvatikufara nazvo izvozvo.
Totarisawo vamwe vatambi vari mumakwikwi aya ndevapi vamwe vawanikwawo vachibudirira mune zvavari kuita uyezve kune vamwe vasara ava vachange vachiitei mumazuva anotevera?
Iko zvino tikati isusu vatambi vedu vatamba vaviri chete ukauya nemaathletes vanoita 5. Iko zvino kwaita Jonata aita Nasma Mamanirano kwozoitawo Peter Parcel Gilpin wamakaonawo achiitawo achiri kuenda mberi necompetition yake yePeter Parcel. Zvinoitika ndezvekuti kurowing kana kuti wazonokwauta nokwaut kumaquarter finals vanoendera mberi vanoendera mberi vachinoita kuita masemifinal AA group kwozoita masemifinal vanozoita group E group iyewo achapabudira apa vanenge vachikwikwidza inonzi C group neT group kuti vaendere mberi. Saka vanozovese vano vanoramba vachitamba vozoita vamwe vako vakabuda iye anozopedzisira kuti azoona kuti paoverall vaa group vanenge vazohwina vanowana mamedha vozoita vemab group vozoita vac vanenge vachiita se but zvavanopiwa mukana wekuti ivo varambe vachikompita kuti vazoona kuti overall vanhu vese vavasvika pano tichine vatatu vachapinda day after tomorrow kuchaita ana Peter Wessler weswimming futi achapinda kozoita vamwe ana Scott Vincent asati apinda wegolf kozoita achazopesera kupinda ndingoni makusha we 100 meters anozoita musvadeti saka tichine kanguva vachiitawo mazuva aro kutera.
So they were hearing from Thabani Gonya, who is the president of the actual Zimbabwe Olympic Committee. And he was actually just telling us chronicling who has done what. But he says, you know, they know that Donata is a young swimmer. She's only 17, so she is just getting experience for France 2024. And I also, coming back to Mr. Ndlovu, who's the chef de mission, who's really responsible for the athletes, he was actually saying Minister Kirsty Coventry has been very instrumental in making sure that she continues to inspire Donata. You know, to see this as a stepping stone to France at 24. And she said that when they were visiting around the Olympic Village, a lot of people knew who Kirsty Coventry was from when she used to be a swimmer. So it was interesting for them now to see her in her capacity as a minister.
Yes, and we're told that she has now been, you know, roped into the International Olympic Committee, you know, which is very good news according to the Herald newspaper. So if Kirsty Coventry goes in there, many things are going to move, I guess. So ulabuke awusand ukusixhuma namhlanje sikhuluma COVID-19 la ngemidlalo ye-Olympic Games ekhona ngale ke kwele Japan. So sizwile ke umnumzana Thabani Gonya ikhuluma ngokuthi ke khona ngale ye-Olympics kuhamba njani, njalo lo mnumzana Frederick Ndlovu laye okukhangelane labadlali lelezethekeni zelezezivele eZimbabwe khona ngale ke eJapan. So ngokutsho kwabo sibili bathi bale qembu labantu abalakho ukuthi bazimisele ukuthi banqobe. So ke nxa sekhangela sibili ukuthi kulo Peter Walter uyabhukutsha. So yena ngokubona kwakhe ubona ukuthi ngundoda oyakatshana emdlalweni wakhona lowo. Bese kubuya ke lo Vincent Scott nayo enza igalofu. Igalofu siyakwazi ukuthi abaningi lake liyibone idlalwa kodwa engxa yabanye aliyithandi kangako. Kodwa kulabanye abantu abayilandela okunye ukumangalisa igolf. So ke babona ngazani uVincent Scott ulakho ukuthi anqobe. Kuzobuya ke uMakhusha laye, uNgoni Makhusha, uyagijima phela uyashaya okunye okumangalisayo. Xa ekhipha isiqubu sakhe lapha uthi indoda ibongolela. So ke ukhanya sibili uyagijima ngempela. Ushaya i-100 meters khonaphana kumangalise uZulu. So ke kunjalo ke marvelous.
Aiwa tiri kungoona kuti zvizhinji zviri kuitika kumitambo iyoyi yemaolympics. Pandakataura navanhu Ndlovu navaThabani Gonya nezuro vaitaura ivo kuti ikoko kuTokyo nhasi vanga vakatarisira kuti kungangoita typhoon, saka handizivi kuti zvazofamba sei nekuti vanga vari kuti vatambi vazhinji vakange vakanzi nhasi vombozorora kuitira kuti vatange zvakare kuita mitambo yavo mangwana. Apo tiri kuona sekutaura kwaita vagonye kuti pachange paine mukomana achange ari kuita swimming mangwana, saka maziso ese achange ari kutarisa kuti Peter achange ari kuwanikwa achibhaguja mangwana mu100 meters achabuda sei mumakwikwi iwayo. Ndo akanyanyotarisirwa nevazhinji. Tichizoziva zvakare kuti nguva yekujapan yakati siyei nepasi rose, saka tinotoramba tichitarisa kuti zvaitika here, nekuti isusu patinenge tichiti mangwana ivo vanenge vatosvika. Saka toti tichange takatarisa kuti zvii zvichabuda kubva kuTokyo kujapan uko kune makwikwi eolympics Tokyo 2020.
Yeah, before we go, maybe let's you know, play a video of, you know, Elijah Nkala, who was in the Olympics. He has got a lot to share, you know, to people that don't even know him. So let's hear him talking here.
Competed with the Carl Lewis. It was my first time to see the great athletes in the world, Carl Lewis and Ben Johnson, competing in the over 100
meters. So you were together in the village in the competition?
Yeah, we were together in the village games. The games, they were very, very much, very much good, because when they were announcing the athletes all the athletes with so-and-so is from this country, so-and-so is from this country, and then they came, they called my name, Elijah Nkala from Zimbabwe. Then I had to jump in front, and I felt very great. Very, very great, because the stadium was fully packed, fully packed with the, you know, the competition was very great and was very fierce, because I competed with the guys, Steve Lewis, who won the 400 meters over my event. It was Steve Lewis. After that,
so you clocked 46 seconds.
Yes.
Which was a record for Zimbabwe.
It was.
It's never been achieved.
Yes.
So how was it? How did you feel clocking 46 seconds? Is it for a 400 meters?
It was over 400 meters. It was a very good event. I mean, a record. But then it was somebody broke that record again. But for the guys who are best in States. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you didn't reach the final of the Olympics?
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm.
So, but you're proud of your achievements?
Very much. I was very much proud of my achievements. Just to be in the Olympics Games as a man, as a human being, is something great in human life.
Mm. Mm. So these are some of the medals which you won competing in various meetings, various. You can see the Botswana,
Namibia.
Yes. You can see some of them, Trek and Fools, Zimbabwe, all that.
Zambia,
and all that. This is great. This one is for all of the games?
Yeah, this is for all of the games.
How did you score?
In Egypt. Yes.
And then you came out number?
No, in Egypt. It was. I went up to the semifinals.
Okay, yes. Then you eliminated semifinals. What is your greatest disappointment?
My greatest disappointment is because I wasn't offered a scholarship like other athletes. That was very much a very big disappointment in my life, because when I was in Wanki, I understand I was elected to, I mean, I was given a scholarship by one of the countries, India. The lead coach, maybe because of, I don't know, I didn't get my forms. They were
so
hidden.
You left out?
Yeah, I was left out.
Mm. So, what are you doing in terms of life and business now?
Yeah, life is hard. We're just running these flea markets, and then we try my luck, maybe mining, because of the lack of equipment. There's nothing, it's just like that.
Mm-hmm. What about in terms of athletics? Are you doing anything? Are you having an academy?
I've got a club, mm-hmm. but my wish is to form an academy, to have an academy, sports academy, athletics academy. I've got a club because of lack of facilities, lack of funds, and transport for the kids to go and compete. That is a very big disadvantage.
Mm. What's your greatest wish now?
I wish people to help me, maybe. And my former friends whom I competed with internationally, just to have a day and visit my club and see what is happening. And I wish to have a pole vault in the rural areas, one of the events which is very scarce in this country. And the pole vault, steeplechase, and help some athletes in the rural area to tap the talent to those kids who are very much remote, who are far from the towns.
Marvelous. This is one of the greatest athletes ever produced in Zimbabwe. You know, he actually clocked 46.60 seconds in the 400 meters before the 1988 South Korean Games, you know. Mm-hmm. So I know him from Ziwan High School. He was my junior there, but I couldn't even compete with him. He was one of the most powerful guys, Elijah Nkala. So he's still powerful, I'm told. He's now a counselor. And we are almost done for today. So maybe you can sign off today. You start, then I come at the end.
Just to remind all our listeners and followers that don't forget that Peter Wensler will be swimming tomorrow. He's age 24, and he will be in the 100 meters freestyle in Tokyo, Japan. So I'm talking about Peter Wensler. Let's talk.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe. So, marvelous. Cheers. Thank you so much.